Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker, along with my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy, did you love the Super Bowl or not?
Well, I mean, I loved it because the Eagles won, but it wasn't much of a game. It was kind of one-sided.
No doubt.
You know, and the comeback in the end for the Chiefs was, you know, they'd already let the, you know, pedal off the metal on that, so it really didn't count. It just screwed up the people that voted, that bet under.
The points, you know.
That's where you have questions about, you know, betting when things like that happen.
But no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I was all for the Eagles winning. And that was because all the Alabama players were on there.
Oh, you know, interesting.
Hurt to Devontae Smith. Those, in fact, the statistic that came out was a weird one. The Jalen Hurt, followed by Devontae Smith, were the first two Alabama players to ever score a touchdown in a Super Bowl.
Really? Over all these years?
It's so many, because there's Kenny Stabler, and there's Joe Namath, and there's, you know, and all these people.
Wow.
But they never actually scored a touchdown, those guys.
Wow. And, that's fascinating.
And there's some, it's a Heisman, a couple of Heisman trope, Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
And there's all these people that have never scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, all of them never made it to the Super Bowl to win.
That is fascinating.
That's a crazy statistic. I couldn't believe it when I first. And then Devontae Smith scored right after Jalen did, so it made him the first two people that had gone to school together.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
that scored Super Bowl.
That'll probably never get broken.
No, the only thing, I mean, I thought everything was fine. I thought the commercials were mostly just average to okay.
Did you have a favorite commercial, by the way?
I don't know that I had a favorite. I thought the Harrison Ford one was the most well done.
The Jeep? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and I thought it was also probably for advertisers a much more effective buy. When you're in a world of clutter and you buy 2 minutes and you make it sustained because, you know, it's Harrison Ford and you got James Mangold, who directed the Johnny Cash movie and several other great movies.
Yeah.
He was the director
on it. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
So you've got, you know, the first team movie making superstar quality people doing it.
Yeah.
And they did 2 minutes and it was well written and it was good. So that was my favorite commercial.
Yeah.
But
I like
where Budweiser screwed up. I loved more the Budweiser commercial, but I don't like it in the form they ran it. They either ran it in a 30-second or 60-second. Either way, there's a much longer version.
And it's better.
It tells the story, and it's better. And that's how I saw it.
Yeah.
And so the abbreviated didn't work for me.
Okay, I agree with you. And I actually, talking about beer, I actually laughed out loud, and I haven't done that for a long time, watching a commercial with the Coors Light Slow Monday, where they had the sloth that was moving so slow and things were happening around the sloth so quickly.
I wasn't watching the Super Bowl, you know, like intensely. I mean, I was doing other stuff.
And,
You know, it just wasn't keeping my attention for the most part. I was looking for a couple of commercials. One that I never saw, I had to go on YouTube, the tongue commercial.
Yeah, with Shania
Twain. I never saw that, but I did later, and it was as weird as people said.
Yeah.
The movie commercials, you know, I mean, I'd seen a longer trailer for the Jurassic Park Rebirth.
Yeah.
And it was, and I knew it was good. And seeing, then they did a decent length on that too.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so I cut you off. You said everything was good. You thought everything was good. The commercials were good.
I hated the halftime show. Hated
okay,
it.
All right. And
I muted it. I knew I was going to hate it, so I pre-hated it.
He pre-hated it. How about next year? Are you pre-hating on
I don't
that
like
one
rap. I don't like rap.
Well, you never have. I mean, that's not
I never have, so it didn't matter. He is the gold standard for rap. I accept that. But to me, I don't like any of it. I love R&B music. And if it had been Bruno Mars up there, I'd have been totally focused on it.
Yeah, yeah.
If it had been in the day, Earth, Wind, and Fire, or James Brown, or anybody like that, I'd have been watching. If it was Prince, I'd have been watching. But this stuff is not music. It's poetry put to a thumper. Doesn't use musical instruments. I hate it.
Yeah.
But it's a culture thing, and yes, it was perfect for this time, though, because we live in a polarized country. We can't agree on what day it is. It's 50-50, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Even 50-50 on a coin toss. So the fact that half the people saw it and thought it was just the best thing they'd ever heard, and then the other half saw it and they referred to it as garbage, worst halftime show they'd ever seen.
Yeah, I saw some of those posts.
And there was plenty. There was both sides of it.
Yeah, so you're right. You're right.
Maybe it was the perfect thing, you know, to do. I don't know who we would have. I mean, it would have been a repeat. We've gone through everybody. We've done everybody.
Yeah, and they do.
You've had Gaga. You've had everybody. And so all that's left are people that are polarizing people. You know, at the Grammys, you saw it. I mean, they're just of new people, there just aren't many. And there are a couple of them that can really sing.
Yeah.
But we should, if we were going to do this, if I was going to do it and they sent me to do it tomorrow, I'd put four entertainers in the four corners of the end zone.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would put somebody in the middle to be the, to be somebody like I'd put Jimmy Fallon in a swing with Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And then they could just throw it to each one. So then I'd put, some King Rapper, Drake, or whoever in one corner. And then I'd flip over here and put Morgan Wallen in another.
Wow.
And then I'd flip around again and put another of this Ray, the girl sang, or that Cynthia Orivo, whatever her name is.
Why don't they do that? Wicked. I mean, it seems like a really good, you're making this montage of all the genres, of all the entertainment.
Yeah, something for everybody instead of just trying to, blow our brains out with rap, which they've done for 3 years in a row. And enough already. Enough. It's not fair. John Batiste, I could have listened to him.
Oh, fantastic.
He did the national anthem. I would
fantastic,
have been glad. Yeah. I'd been more than happy to have had him for the halftime show. Anybody else, do a New Orleans halftime show, and you could have done the trombone shorty with Lauren Daigle and done a salute to New Orleans music. But this crap is just horrible. I hate it.
I can't
stand it. I really do. I hate it.
They do move the Super Bowl every year, right? I mean, they move it to a different area.
Yeah, do something that fits the culture of where you are.
I like that a lot. And, I think that's a great idea.
And again, though, my daughter loves Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I don't have anything against him.
Yeah.
I just don't like I don't like his act.
Okay.
I don't like a couple of things. I don't like Kabuki theater,
I'm
a theater minor. There are things we all don't like.
You probably don't go to Hookah Lounge.
No, I don't go to Hookah Lounges, and I don't want to see camel jockeys out there running around the field. There are a lot of things I don't want to see. The show is not for me. And if I was producing, I wouldn't make the show for me. I would try to please the most number of people possible by going to Baskin and Robbins and giving them all a taste.
Do you think that they do it sometimes to say, okay, well, the people that would watch the halftime show are not the people that would watch the game, so they try to bring
people in? I hope they don't have that thought.
I do too,
because, I mean, you're trying to keep people to not tune it off. So you're putting something on that, I don't doubt that, again, a large number of people, maybe not a majority, thought that was the best thing that's ever been because they are rap enthusiasts. But
my son loves it.
That was the demographic they wanted and they did it. But again, I just think you'd be better off. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, I don't think anybody should be in something that's supposed to be America's sport, trying to do things on purpose that just irritate people. And I would equally not ever suggest putting on Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Because even though he may be the number one artist on the hit parade and number one on Billboard and whatever else you want to judge him, he is a polarizing figure and will always be.
Interesting.
And so I would never put him on there either.
But I do like the
idea. And I
wouldn't
put Kanye West on there. What a creep.
Well,
what a jackass
wild card,
that
dude.
Guy is.
But you got something there, and I think I hope that somebody picks up on this that makes those decisions, and here's what Jimmy's saying. I mean, you can round that out for everybody, and you can step up and get chips and salsa while Kendrick Lamar is on if you want to watch Garth Brooks, let's say, and then when it flips over to Lady Gaga or whoever else, as they go around the genres, there is something for everybody. I don't know why they don't do that. They don't pay them, so it's not a cost issue. I mean, they're not paying these acts.
It's just lack of creativity.
Wow.
And again, the NFL has been so much, they're one, Disney's even backing off of DEI stuff. And NFL's not going to, and they haven't.
Yeah.
And they're just totally about that. You saw where they changed the name of Fort Bragg, I mean, back to Fort Bragg.
Yeah, I did. I did see that.
And, you know, that's been one thing. And Disney has now removed some of the preambles to some of the movies, Peter Pan and some of the other stuff, and from warning labels to just saying these movies are in their original form and may not be culturally correct, you know, in, by today's standards or something.
Oh, really?
They warmed it up.
That's interesting.
So, I mean, you know, again, the NFL, you know, they don't need to be putting Morgan Wallen or a redneck show up there that does Dixie, and they don't need to be putting a Kendrick Lamar, the king of the rappers.
Fascinating.
It's just, no.
Now, switching gears just a little bit, I did not know that I had no idea. I knew Taylor Swift was dating, you know, Travis Kelce, but I didn't know that she was an Eagles fan before she started dating him.
Well, because she's from there. She's
right. So it makes sense. So everybody's making a huge deal out of her getting booed, but she was an Eagles fan and is now
a
Chiefs fan.
But she is the face of the Kansas City Chiefs this year. She was their good luck charm, as it was portrayed.
I would agree.
Every time she went to the game, they won until this one.
Yeah, wow.
You know,
wow.
And so
would we have seen,
bought it. And,
would we have seen her more, Jimmy, if the Chiefs were winning, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
And you'd have seen her in the end, and they'd have kissed and hugged. And, instead of watching, you know, him leave like he'd lost his dog. I mean, it was sad. He was the saddest looking.
He
Chief.
Did look sad, but I was so
sad.
Happy. I was
and
so happy.
And it might
happy.
Have been his last game, too.
Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting, too.
Patrick Mahomes thinks it could be. I mean, he left defeated. I don't think he'd want to go out losing.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, everyone goes out losing except for one team.
Well, didn't his brother go out losing the year before last? They lost to the Chiefs. Yeah. So maybe he'll do that.
Either way, you know, it's just but Kanye deal, I don't know, you'll see it at some point here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're all gathering in New York for Saturday Night Live events this week.
Okay.
The 50th anniversary.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a 3-hour
been going on
primetime
for a while.
Show on Sunday. There's another one about the music of Saturday Night Live,
which is great if you haven't seen it.
But there's another one.
Yeah, they have a bunch. They have a movie, the behind the scenes. Like,
I just watched that this week.
Was
that
it
was
any good?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I love the music.
They got the detail down to the detail. I mean, they even showed up for a second at Hurley's Bar. It's now long since gone, but when I was younger, it was still there. It was on a corner of the RCA building, as it was called for so many years. And then the GE building, and then whatever it's called now. But on the corner, there was a place called Hurley's Bar, an Irish bar. And all the people from the writers, particularly for the Today Show, would go, you know, they worked, their job was 11 to 7 or something like that, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. And then they'd get off, and so that was the end of their day. Mm-hmm. They'd go to Hurley's and drink.
At 7 a.m.
So you go in there at 9 or 10 in the morning, you know, and you got a bunch of people from NBC that were sloshed out. You know, they were all drinking, having a big time.
Yeah.
And so they even went down there looking for this. That was an important scene that takes place there without spoiling it.
But yeah.
The Saturday Night Live thing will be worth seeing. Eddie Murphy will be there.
Oh, wow.
But there's a thing about Kanye. It's got Steven Spielberg in it, Jerry Seinfeld. Simon and Garfunkel do a scene together, and they're all giving the finger to Kanye. And they got T-shirts made up that just say that.
Oh my gosh.
Kanye. And they're all doing that, and it's every star. You can certainly all the Jewish stars, but some of the others. But Simon and Garfunkel together to give the finger to Kanye West. So,
well, do yourself
if
a favor.
Can't get somebody together, no one can.
Do yourself a favor and watch the SNL 50 Years of Music, because you're a music aficionado, and you'll see some of these stories that just blow your mind about
how. Yeah, I've heard about a lot of them. Enjoyed this 90 minutes before the show goes on the air movie. I think there's a couple of things that
I'll watch that
aren't right, that aren't accurate, but they just kind of did. But most of it is accurate.
Wow.
And I enjoyed it. It was very entertaining. You know, in our country, the press, and I put them in the Democrats, I put them both in the same pot, unfortunately.
No, you're right.
They are just going crazy. Trump is making them crazy. Elon Musk is the Antichrist.
Yes.
He did a news conference with Trump today in the Oval Office. And I think you're going to hear this too. I mean, I didn't notice it, and I tried not to keep noticing it.
Yeah.
Elon Musk brought his child in there.
Oh, no.
Like 5 years old little boy. And he had the worst bloody runny nose I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
And he was playing with the boogers, and he was... It was just, oh, my God, it was awful. Ugh. And why someone didn't try to come in there and just snatch him or either wipe his nose, I guess you don't, no one has the nerve to just go in there with a Kleenex and wipe his nose, because he was right under the president and right under, you know, Musk. And, oh, my God, it was, and no one could, they couldn't tighten up the picture. Oh God! You'd be hearing
it was
more
driving you
about
crazy.
This.
I'm sure. Yeah,
you will hear more about that.
All
but
right,
anyway,
all right.
Elon Musk is not easy to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out with that with Joe. What's his name's podcast?
Yeah, Rogan.
He's got whatever the accent is where he's from, and so you have to listen closely. But you got the press going after him. You know, he's not a government employee. He's this. He's that. He's finding things like, you know, millions of dollars that people have taken from the government.
Right.
That were illegal, and then that people are going to go to jail, I imagine, for it. As
Let's
soon as
hope,
the FBI
yeah.
and the others, you know, I think so. With this team in there, they're going to, it just takes them a minute.
Yeah.
Say, where did this go?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be some follow-up to all this.
Mm-hmm.
But you find the press and the Democrats, because everything Trump does has to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing he could do that's going to be
nothing
and so their hair is on fire about everything. So Dodge thing, Dodge or whatever you call it, is finding stuff. And one was about people are working in a limestone mine taking records down by an elevator. I mean, they're finding all kinds of antiquated crazy stuff
wild
about
yeah.
government.
It is and, wild
and you find the press and everybody and the Democrats, they find themselves, we're against somebody finding corruption. We're against the government paying for stuff. You know, and the big things, I mean, like the drag shows in Venezuela and,
yeah,
you know, all the ridiculous
comic
social
books
things
and
like
things,
that.
Yeah.
You know, that's like chalk on a blackboard to the people on the left.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff is just outright thievery.
So
where people who are 120 years old are getting paid. You know, about Social Security,
right?
And stuff,
right.
You know,
right.
And that's obviously crookedness. But they don't push it. Say that's crooked. Yes, that's terrible. Aren't they great for finding
why,
this?
Though?
No.
I don't understand.
Because they've got to be against Trump all the time.
Yeah, but they're looking. When you do
they
something
look
like that,
they
you,
look ridiculous.
You look so dumb. It's
they
like
do.
We
and because they don't read the room.
Oof.
I mean, the press is just losing it because they're backing the wrong horse. Not that they should be backing Trump. But to be against him on some of these things, the American people, I think, love the fact that they're finding crazy stuff that our government money has been. We're
Look,
paying. We paid like $1 million for the Hamas to go to college or something. I mean, there's just
right,
all
but,
kinds of insane things that people have been doing.
You're so right about it, and I don't care what side of the fence you're on. I mean, I do, but I don't. In this instance, you have to. When somebody's stealing from somebody else, it's either right or wrong, right? So this is wrong. We can see it's wrong. That's like looking at a burning house and saying it's not on fire, and then having somebody
well,
believe
an
it.
Here's an example today.
Understand.
A guy that's been in jail for a bunch of years got out of jail in Russia. Trump's
okay.
envoy, who's to the Middle East, went over and got him in Russia. Picked him
yeah.
up, took him back to American airspace, and they made the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll do that story, but they certainly won't praise Trump and his people for doing it. They'll just say it was done.
Yeah.
If it was Joe Biden doing it and their people, man, the diplomacy for the Biden people, blah, 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 blah.
But,
and people see that. They're not stupid.
Right, I was going to say.
They really think the American people are dumb.
They must.
Because
I mean, they
think
must.
That the only thing that goes on is what they do. And it's just, man, they're reading the room. They're reading the room really
Wrong.
Bad.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I think the transparency part of the game or the show or the act or whatever, I think that's over. I think that's over. We all see what's happening now. We can all see it clear as day. When you're blowing our money out the back, that's our money. I mean, that's really not, it's not somebody else's money. It's not their money.
Particularly in tax season, which we are in
right now. You better
believe
that. And so, you know, the sham is over. So the sooner those people say, yeah, this is wrong, we need to get it in check, the better they're going to be. It's just going to get worse and worse for them if they don't pull their head out.
And, you know, everything that Trump has, you know, pretty much tried to do, almost all the things have been stopped by a court somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that,
and
too.
And so they're yelling victory. This is fantastic, fantastic. Okay, well then what are you going to say when this gets overruled? It creates a problem. I mean,
yeah, it does.
A federal district judge is very powerful. People don't maybe understand that, how important that is when a president is in, and how important it is when the Senate confirms these people.
Yeah,
a federal district judge was the one that really controlled the integration in Alabama, and it was a good thing. Judge Frank Johnson. You could go on and on where that they're the point of the spear, the federal district judge, and then you go up and get it appealed. They're judge shopping for, they're going to Delaware and going to places, you know, that they know that the judge, Seattle was this one, San Francisco, these different circuits where Trump put a lot of people in, but you got to remember Obama, Clinton,
It ebbs and flows.
Put in a lot more.
Yeah.
So you did some things, but you know,
that's fascinating.
You got Supreme Court up there when it gets to that point, but nothing's a sure thing. But corruption. You're stopping, you know, people if they're looking, they're telling that a Secretary of the Treasury in the executive branch cannot look or look over records that somebody's gone in there and done. And that's been appointed, you know, by the President of the United States to go in there. He's found stuff, but you're saying he can't find stuff because we didn't legally or something. You know, they're using some excuse that the President's too, it's beyond the power of the President.
But that just says to me there's something to hide. If you say, hey, I'm here, can I come do a walkthrough of your property, your house? No.
Well, like Trump said today, he said, all right, you're going to tell me I'm going to go before a judge and I'm going to say, we found $18 million that the government is being ripped off for them. So do you want us to go ahead and write that check for $18 million with the ripoff, or do you want us to stop it? Because you're telling us right now we got to stop it. And of course, and I've heard it so many times growing up, and think about this for a second, and if you're not into the law, you won't get it. But if you are a person of the law, you'll understand.
Yeah.
Bad cases create bad law.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Bad cases make bad law. So if you're stopping something from going on and they've got $18 million that's going to go off and do something bad or kill somebody or do whatever the consequences are, and you're doing this for that, then you've created some bad law, bad precedent.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, it's just we're people say we're in a constitutional crisis. I agree with them on some degree, is that we apparently have just been in no need for looking out waste. We haven't looked for waste in a long time.
Right.
And apparently it looks like, you know, how are these people going into office, you know, that have $10 in their bank account and leaving, you know, multimillionaires? How did they do that? Well, we're kind of learning how that's possible.
Wow. I mean, for the longest time, I have thought that Congress and the people in government should not be able to trade on the stock market. I just don't understand how that's even fair at all. And that's a different topic. However, it really isn't.
Because if they do, it should be made public what they do.
Yeah. I mean, there's that too. But it just seems like they have this information that they process on a daily basis that would guide them. They have this power of making things go up, go down, and all that. And I just think that it's gotten to a point where it's so corrupt that people are tired of that.
But you're not going to get those people to make laws against themselves, most likely.
Boy, you got that right. It's like term limits, so right? I mean, you're never going to get that.
You know, it's crookedness, and people are, you know, that's why people are sarcastic and don't vote and all kinds of other things.
Yeah.
You know, but I hope that there were some people, you know, there are people that are in this country that are breaking laws. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, The system is so screwed up right now. They may have done this today, and I'm hearing about it, so I don't know if they really did it, or I can't trust the reporting anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because they start, for example, they took some people in Mobile, Alabama, from an apartment complex, 5 or 6 or 8 people, for whatever, but they were all from a Venezuelan or somewhere, but they weren't legal citizens, so they scooped them up. There was a food truck in Memphis where they scooped up some people. A lot of people reported that they were just regular people in a food truck. Now, they may or may not have been. You know, they might have been something else, but when you see that, you know, I'm all for them, first of all, like they said they were going to do, go through and get all the crooks. You know, but technically everybody's a crook. Technically, because they're not here legally. But this country cannot make it without certain immigrants in the construction business and everywhere else. And I think some of the people on the other side are trying to scare others, you know, that you can't, they didn't come to work today at one construction site, I heard, because they were worried that the ICE was going to come in there and grab people. And I hope they're not, I don't know that we're ready for that discussion quite yet, that everybody has signed off on that part of it. Because if you grab every illegal alien in this country that's not a citizen, under the way that we've got things going, you talk about the economy falling down, it'll really fall down.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've heard from what's going on is that they're going after people who are here illegally that have committed a crime, not the crime of being here, which in and of itself is a problem.
That's what we've been told. And I think some people are trying to say that maybe they're not doing that.
Well,
I mean, normally you would have an ICE situation, you know, that would be periodically checking construction sites or whatever to see if everybody is right. Because if it's competitive, an illegal is taking the job of someone who is a legal person.
Well, yes.
Can't get hired if that's the situation.
And,
but in most cases, they're not hiring them first. They're hiring them as a last resort.
Right. And also, a lot of those situations are cash maybe under the table where there's no taxation of the money and
is
so forth when it, you're not documented. So I see that angle of it, too. But
see, here's another thing. Why is no one fussing about this? And this is because you've got corruption at the top end of government, particularly in Congress.
All right, go.
One of the big things that goes on with people who are not citizens of the country, they make money. And they send most of it back.
A lot of people
to support people in the in another country, and this, the money is not taxed. We get no benefit from that money, and these people are working, and they're not paying Social Security. They're not doing anything,
But they're
enjoying the benefits of being in the country. Now,
I don't know why nobody
Banking system knows about that. So why is that legal?
Right.
We should be getting that. That money should be taxed.
I agree. And that's where the documentation comes in. If you're a documented worker, then you're probably paying taxes. But if you're taking cash and nobody's reporting that, then that bothers me. That bothers me, too. But I don't have a problem with rounding up the people that are criminals that are here illegally.
Me either. I mean, no one should.
Yeah. But like you said, you start getting into that other side, and maybe a better program is to document the workers, put them in the tax roll, and make them pay the taxes. And make them pay the whatever else you got to pay. And
I mean, most, you know, a lot of people have cleaning people, have yard people, have other kind of work, restaurant workers.
Yeah,
a lot of jobs that people that are immigrants have always taken.
Sure, sure.
You know, since the dawning of this country, they've taken them.
Sure,
and probably in other countries too. And they're badly needed. And hopefully, those people are trying to become, you know, legal.
Sure.
And maybe people ought to give a pathway to those people who are trying.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
We flooded the zone. We flooded the zone, made it ridiculous with all the – and what I'm worried about are people like this character during the Super Bowl. Did you ever see that story about the guy that showed up with the Sudanese flag?
With the flag, yeah.
He got
taken out right away. He came in.
He was part of the Kendrick Lamar dancers.
Yeah.
And then started doing that. But I wonder how well they were checked.
Well,
I mean,
not well enough.
Could he have had a machine gun in there and just wore out everybody with one of those plastic guns?
I mean,
if he's that crazy to go do something like that, he's been banned from every NFL stadium. but he wasn't charged with anything.
Yeah, but that's one.
Technically, they couldn't figure anything to charge him with.
That's one out of how many?
Yeah,
I mean, I agree with you.
How many people you got are that crazy? You know, and 60 Minutes and other people have shown it that people were seeing, particularly in California, walking over the border at a place where there's a hole in the wall, and they walked down a dirt road, and they came up this hill, and then they were met by do-gooders with food and all that kind of stuff, and then came on into the country. And a lot of them were Chinese men of military age.
Man.
And they weren't Mexicans. They weren't South Americans.
That's interesting.
They were Asians. And they, in some cases, they were Afghans. And so we may have all kinds of people in this country that, you know, we don't know what they're doing. And so that's why you may have to, you know, get rid of some other people to get to those people and really find out, you know, who's in this country legally.
Yeah, and there
are enough problems. We got enough problems with legal crooks.
There are going to be some, and I say casualties, I don't mean death. I just mean there are going to be some where the wrong people are grabbed and the wrong people are sent out. And I don't think that's the idea
intention,
or the
intention, I hope.
Yeah, but I think that's going to happen. So you can't say, well, if you're going to round, you know, grab a couple that are bad, you can't do it at all. You can't approach things like that. Or you'll never do anything dangerous in your life because you could die doing it, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but there are going to be casualties. There are going to be some innocent people, you know, that end up getting deported. I'm sure. I'm sure that's going to happen. But as long as they can keep that to a minimum, I think it's still a favorable
focus
approach.
On the ones that are really bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And don't get to the yard men of America and people like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
and
it.
The Jimmy. Maids in the hotels, you know, I mean, because Las Vegas will go down the chute. We'll have a really, we'll have a depression if we got rid of all those people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I mean, I don't know what the percentages are, but I know in Idaho, we're a big agriculture state. And I think it would have a
huge
effect.
Your chicken,
all of it.
Chicken plants, all that stuff for immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can list. We'd have just a lot more problems than we have now. But we need to give those people who are here some kind of pathway to be legal because they're doing good work and they're showing up for work. They're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
But they ought to be paying some Social Security and they ought to be, you know, because where our systems are overwhelmed in our emergency rooms and our public schools and because we're supporting those people and they need to help us, you know, be like citizens and pay taxes.
Yeah, I don't dislike it. You always give me so much to think about, and I'm sure everybody listening right now, so much to think about. And it's always coming from a wise point, so I appreciate that, Jimmy, as I always do. And I can appreciate the fact that you didn't like the halftime show. It wasn't your cup of tea. And some of the commercials were good, but I did
my
like...
My daughter, to me, said, my daughter number three, the youngest one, said, predictable. Yeah. I could have told her I hated it before I saw it.
Well, until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is...
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day. Okay.